Chapter 4 Very little time did it take to get poor old Geppetto to prison. In the meantime, that rascal, Pinocchio, free now from the clutches of the carabineer, was running wildly across fields and meadows, taking one short cut after another toward home. In his wild flight, he leaped over brambles and bushes and across brooks and ponds, as if he were a goat or a hare chased by hounds. On reaching home, he found the house door half open. He slipped into the room, locked the door, and threw himself on the floor, happy at his escape. But his happiness lasted only a short time, for just then he heard someone saying,
"Crick, crick, crick!"
"Who is calling me?"
asked Pinocchio, greatly frightened.
"I am."
Pinocchio turned and saw a large cricket crawling slowly up the wall.
"Tell me, Cricket, who are you?"
"I am the Talking Cricket, and I have been living in this room for more than 100 years.
"Today, however, this room is mine," said the Marionette. "And if you wish to do me a favor, get out now, and don't turn around even once."
"I refuse to leave this spot," answered the Cricket, "until I have told you a great truth."
"Tell it then, and hurry."
"Woe to boys who refuse to obey their parents and run away from home! They will never be happy in this world, and when they are older, they will be very sorry for it."
"Sing on, Cricket mine, as you please. What I know is that tomorrow, at dawn, I leave this place forever. If I stay here, the same thing will happen to me which happens to all other boys and girls. They are sent to school, and whether they want to or not, they must study,